Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Nikki Glaser Podcast. Here's Nikki.
Here I am. Noah, I have a new thing that I just did with the mic.
Oh no.
I just tried to drink it. Thought it was a Starbucks. What the fuck? I will say I'm not used to holding the microphone. Usually like on a stand thing.
Yeah.
And now I'm in LA, and so I was holding it, and you know, you get your hands confused. And I went in and I went and I tried to go to a Starbucks. I cannot stop watching the clip of me gently kissing Luigi's head.
It's so cute.
Kissing the mic. It's so funny. I guess it's really feels lame of me to be like, this is so cute, but like, I'm freaking cute. I'm a cutie.
I thought
the mic was Luigi's head, and Luigi is so cute. And I was scared in the comments because I thought people would be like, you're rough with your dog. Cause I am like, I just like grab him and like, I am kind of rough with Luigi, but he's just like, I move fast. Like I move rough. And I think sometimes it can look like, whoa, that was a little aggressive. But I do just kind of go like, oh, get over here. And it makes me aware that my body is like moving very fast, and sometimes it looks aggressive. But everyone freaking loves that video. It made me so happy to see all the joy that it brought people. People are like, this has made me laugh so hard. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Like, that is so nice. It's so funny, but I just almost like my brain is not functioning properly or something. I don't know.
Have you ever done things like that?
Do you ever glitch?
Oh my God, I glitch all the time.
Like how?
It's the same thing where
you know, like if you put your sunglasses on top of your head and you forget, and then you go around the house looking for your sunglasses,
yes, that's
and they're
glitch.
On top of your head. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those moments.
I think I do something with my phone that's a glitch, and I'm trying to think of what I do. Sometimes I'll like, oh, what is it? Oh no, you know what's the glitch? Sometimes when you see a picture that someone shows you, like on a magazine or something, and you zoom
in. Try to zoom in.
I mean, that's what babies do. Like modern babies, which is a new show coming to ABC. Yeah, I glitch out. I think glitches happen more and more as you get older. I'm so scared of like my brain giving, like changing. Listening to this podcast about like how your brain just, our bodies could live forever, but our brains, like science hasn't found a way to like make our brains not age. So like we can maybe live to like 150 or whatever someday soon, but our brains won't make it that long.
You know what I was thinking about on the Starbucks line this morning? Have you ever thought about what you're going to dress like when you're super old?
Whoa. Wait, in line at Starbucks? You were in line at Starbucks?
Yeah, I was in line at Starbucks and this lady came in and she was like,
mobile order. You're a liner.
You know something? I can't find the iced cappuccino on the mobile app.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer. All right. Well, that makes sense. So you're in line and you saw this woman.
And she's
or you're online. Some people say online when they're in line. For me, it's always been in line. I think it's an East Coast thing. West Coast, people say, I was online at the grocery store. But now that would be very confusing. You'd be like, you were doing Instacart.
Okay, technically, so I was in line and online because I was on my phone.
Looking for your iced cappuccino. Okay. So you're in line and you see a woman and dressed.
Yeah, she's definitely old. More on like the elderly side because she had short white hair and she was wearing these carpenter pants that had paint on them and this cropped hoodie. And I was like, wow, she's dressed really funky, but her hair is white and short. And she's definitely like probably a grandma. And then I started thinking about like, well, how am I going to dress like in my 70s if I make it that far?
Yeah. I want a lot of like padding in my clothes. Like I'm just cozy and comfy and probably trying to be a little bit hip, but not break a hip. Like like dressing like, you know, stylish, but not giving up. But also like you've come so far, like just fucking relax and like stop trying to like no more uncomfortable fashion. No more heels. I mean, you know what I was thinking about was my bunions and how I don't know how they're going to make it because my feet do look like a older woman's feet. And like I have to start like really being cautious about my bunions because they are going to get crazy by the time I'm elderly because they already are on the fast track. They're Benjamin Buttoning my bunions. Wait, no, that means they're going backwards. So they're, you get it. They're just going, they're speeding up. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't even thought about like the future of my bunions because now I'm okay about them. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of funny that they look like older women's feet because they still have the smoothness of like a woman's, like they're not like, the condition of my skin is not crepey and like sad. No offense to women with crepey skin. I'm going to get it too. But, yeah, I'm just a little worried about my foot condition. So I'm like, oh, I have to start actually like doing good things to my feet just to preserve what I have because I just want them to, you know, they are going, if they're aging faster than the rest of me. So I think like eventually I'm going to wear like really comfortable walking shoes and just like sneakers. I hope I'm just one of those hip grannies that just wears just, you know, comfy, like roomy, like beige shoes, like maybe just an orthopedic shoe or kind of like but the thing is sneakers are orthopedic. If you ever look at like men's sneakers, every Kanye sneaker that comes out, I'm like, that looks like a fucking bunion dream. It's like a little, it almost looks like a cast, like a cloud cast for a bunion. I don't know. Like that kind of sounds cool what this woman was wearing, like a cropped sweatshirt with cool pants that make it look like she's been doing art. Like she kind of, and I picture her in Arizona. And so she's like, kind of got a, Georgia O'Keeffe vibe where she just, all she does is paint now. Like her grandkids, like are in college and they're like, my grandma fucking is a, and she probably teaches at a local college. And she's just like, yeah, I just want to be, I want to have paint on me. I do know that. I would like okay. to have splatters of paint on everything I
maybe
own.
Bird poop.
That people think is paint. Because
yes.
they kind of look the same. Yeah, I definitely do want many birds as I get older. And that's kind of a litmus for me for potential mates is to be like, how do you feel about birds? Like, but the thing is, I feel like when I get older, at that point, my husband and I will be like, I like what I like, you like what you like. I'm going to have a lot of houses. I recently saw an astrologist and she was like, Saturn is in your ninth house. And I was like, I love that you see a ninth house in my feet. Like, I love that I'm going to have nine houses. Is that one in Carmel? And why do I have a Saturn? Aren't those cars like not even being made anymore? Yeah, I just want, I think I'll just be able to, I can't wait. And why not now? Like, why can't I just create that life that you can only, you reserve for retiredness for like, I don't know. There's something about getting older that I really look forward to. I just can't wait to chillax, you know? I was woke up this morning and my alarm went off and man, I just didn't want to, I wanted to stay in bed. And that's how you know you're not getting enough sleep is if your alarm goes off and you still want to sleep. And that's how it's been for me lately. Just been craving naps. Last night it was really fun. I went to, by the time it gets to night, I'm no longer craving naps. It's like during the day I crave napping. But last night went to Supernova, which is the LA show, and did a set. And then we all went to, so Emil was there, Andrew's there. Emil flew in last night. Andrew's here. And then my friend Dan, who worked on F-Boy Island, he came to my show and we all, after the show, we're in Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard. After the show, we leave. And there's a Hustler store, like right on Hollywood Boulevard, across the street from where we were parking. And we all were like, it'd be fun to go in there. Like, we kind of just were like, oh, there's Hustler. It's 11 o'clock at night. I have an early morning. You know, like, there's no reason I should be staying up. I stayed at the show way later than I wanted to as well. And I guess one of us was like, we'd go in. And I was like, I'll go in. And so we all, so I'm not with Dan at this point, my friend that was at the show. We had already said goodbye to him. And then we looked for parking. We couldn't find any. So we were like, we'll just go back to the parking lot we were just in that we paid $25 to park in. We get there and they're like, usually they, if we let you left, we just left. I was like, dude, we just left. I tried to parallel park in between a McLaren and a Range Rover. And Andrew was like about to have a heart attack because of how scared he was that I was about to like ruin our fortunes. And so then we're like, let's just go back to the parking lot. So we went back and the guy was like, oh, we'll let you back in, but you shouldn't do this. So then we're walking out and as we're driving up, we see Dan, my friend Dan from F-Boy Island, who came to my show just to like say hey and hang. He's waiting for an Uber and I go, you want to go to Hustler with us? And Dan's a sex positive kind of dude. And he has a girlfriend. And I did a bunch of jokes about incorporating toys in the bedroom. So I think I got everyone kind of thinking about that way. And even after the set, Dan was like, I couldn't believe your set. He like talks like this. He's like, I was like, did she like have a camera in my house? Like, how did she know? Like, exactly. And I was like, I knew you were cool with that stuff. I remember him mentioning once something on F-Boy Island. And I was like, that guy knows how to fuck. He incorporates toys. And he was even saying that like one time his girlfriend somewhere, like, you know, they were going like on a weekend away and she brought a whole duffel bag of toys. And he's like, all right. And I'm like, I literally have to check bags sometimes because I don't want TSA to open this bag in front of me. And so I just will check my toys because there's just too many and they're like, it would be embarrassing. Not that I have any shame about them. I just don't want that, you know. So
go through it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we went to Hustler and 11 o'clock at night, Hollywood Boulevard, you literally have to, we walk in, there's splatters of piss everywhere. Like Hollywood Boulevard is a nightmare. It's like, it's a sad thing. And there was a blank star. We were on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It was funny. There was a blank star on, and as we were walking and Andrew goes, oh, this Stevie Wonder star, which is just like, I mean, his brain works in such a weird way that he's like, it's blank. So you can't see that his name is on there. So it must be Stevie Wonder's. And then I was like, actually, that's kind of funny, because if Stevie Wonder did get a star, they'd just be like, yeah, we gave you one. It's right here. And they don't, they're like, let's save some money on engraving. Just tell them it's there. Then we go in, and the section of like vibrators is like no cameras. And there's a woman working in front of the vibrator section who like you have to like walk past. And she's like, and there's signs like no cameras, no filming anything. I'm like, they would benefit from people filming and making TikToks in here, because it would get people like, when people are stingy about like documenting things or taking footage, like you're missing out on free promo, dude. So we couldn't take any photos, but Emil was asking her about, she was like this kind of like sex positive, like a little bit too aggressive with her helping of us. She was like getting too close and like, what do you guys need? It's like, can we just let us browse without pointing things with your whip? She's like, we have this one up on the shelf. And she's just like with her fucking tasseled whip. And at one point she spanked Emil because he was like, how, like, does this like hurt? And she's like, do you want me to do it to you? And then like she did it. And she's like, that's like 40% of how hard I can go. And he was just like, so then she was getting all like, and then she got like, I guess she was, I was just so annoyed by her. I was like, peace. And I went to another section and they were still communicating with her. And Emil came over and it's like, she is very much into getting us into like cock and ball torture. She's like dying to do it to us and like trying to sell us on it. And like every little, she was, every little thing that I'd be like, Andrew and Emil would be like, so is this one better? Like this one, this, like, is this pretty good suction? She goes, she'd be like, yeah, I mean, it rocked my world. Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'd use that. Like, everything she would say would be some kind of, like, innuendo. I'm kind of trying to even give an example. She'd be, they'd be like, now, where does this go? And she goes, it goes, any, depends on how freaky you want to get. Like, just, it's just, like, stop trying to fuck these guys that I'm, with, like, with. Not that it was, like, they're mine, but it was just, like, get, leave us alone, lady. But then I almost bought this vibrator that was amazing. It's thrusting, which is literally my favorite. If you can afford these kind of thrusting ones, girls, these are the ones to get if you're a single woman. They go like, and even if you're not a single woman for a guy to use on you, they go like, they don't like move back and forth or just vibrate. They go up and down like, and that is the best tool I've ever had. I lost the charger for the one I did have. It was called the Flirt or something. What was it called? Anyway, they didn't have that model there, but they had this one that it was amazing, but it was $180. And I kind of get sex toys for free from Balesa. They're very nice to me. So I was like, I don't want, but I did want to get something because the guy I'm hooking up with is coming to visit. And so I was like, I want it. And I brought a bunch of toys, but I forgot, like all the chargers are mismatched and I don't know if they're going to work. I wanted to buy that, but I was like, no, I don't want to spend that much money. So I got this sucker tool that I put it on my hand, and it's a heavy like piece of equipment, and I sucked it to my palm, and then I could lift up my palm and lift it because it was sucking so hard. And I was like, yes, I found the best sucker ever. And it was $74. And I was like, perfect. Like, that's worth it. And this is a tool that's like, for me, I don't usually incorporate the suckers into my sex life because they require you staying very still to get it over your puss. And, but this one has like a big mouth to it. So you can just put it over everything and it sucks. And then it has like a little like tab inside that kind of like wiggles. And so it's like almost like a tongue, like, and I was so excited. I got it home and we got home at like, you know, 12 o'clock and we all like ate our Subway that we got on the way home as well. And I like absolutely, as soon as I got in my room, was like, let's open this thing. And I put on a Taylor Swift song that kind of makes me think about exes and like, just like, hot stuff and I don't know, and just like revenge and like, I don't know, I was just feeling like in that kind of mood. And then I was like, well, no, this isn't really doing it for me, let me put on some porn. And then the tool sucks, literally and figuratively. Oh. It's bad and it hurts and I don't want it anymore, and I want to like wash it and give it away to someone, and I don't know how I'm gonna do that. Oh my god, that grasshopper is back, the humping grasshopper. It hurts, and I never have witnessed a toy that hurts before, but it was so maddening. It did nothing for me. Maybe I wasn't in the right kind of horny mood. I don't know what was going on, but I am so disappointed that I didn't go with my gut and just get that thrust in thing, because that thing would have been awesome. Yeah, and that's a lot of money to spend. But Andrew got new toys for him and Brenna.
Oh, fun.
He spent a ton of money. He bought a magic wand and a sucker thing. And we'll talk about all these things when we return with Andrew. Let's get him in here. Andrew!
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey.
What's going on?
L.A. living, bro.
Yeah, look at that little golf shirt peeking out.
I'm going to play golf. I'm so excited. I've never played golf, I think, on a nice golf course in Los Angeles. Your boy made it.
Mm. You're going to Lakeside.
Yeah, Lakeside. I was supposed to go with Andrew Santino, and he couldn't go with me. And then my random friend hit me up because he saw that I was here, and he's a member at the same place. So.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I mean,
are you going to play 18 holes?
I'll probably just be able to fit in 12, to be honest.
Wait, can you do that?
Don't tell anyone.
Do you think you're going to be? Do you think you're going to beat your friend?
Yes.
For sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like a thing in the back of your head, like you want to really badly?
Yeah, he was the president of our fraternity.
You have something to prove here.
Oh, he's going fucking down.
Oh my God.
I'm not even going to talk to him until the end of the round. There's a strong chance I bury him in a sand trap.
What's the end of the round mean? Like the 12?
Well, 18 would be a normal round. So
why don't you just call it a game or a match?
You could call it that. No one's stopping you.
But is anyone stopping you? If I said at the end of the round, sounds like rounds seem to make up a whole. You know what I'm saying? Like rounds, there are many rounds within a whole thing. So 18 holes seem like it would be the entire thing.
You know why they call it a round? Huh. Probably because when you start on the first hole, it's right in front of the clubhouse usually. And then the 18th hole is coming back to the clubhouse. So you're making essentially a circle.
Got it. So that's confusing because like first round, like in boxing, there are many rounds of a whole match.
Yes, that's true too. I mean, these are all fine points that I think.
God, golf is so.
The best.
So last night I was at dinner with David Spade and Andrew joined us. And as soon as Andrew joined us, he got into the booth and I got out to go to the bathroom and I was like, I'll be back. And when I came back, it was golf talk. Like how quickly did you bring up golf with David Spade? I want to know even how you got into it. So man, I'm playing Lakeside tomorrow. Like, what did you say? What did you say to get into it? Cause I missed your in.
I said, how bored are you of talking about what Nikki's talking about? And then I said, I said to him, he played with Tiger Woods recently. Like he played on the day before Tiger got in the accident.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool conversation. It ended up being great conversation.
It was. It totally was. I just wondered how you got into it.
I just said, I saw you hit the ball great with Tiger Woods. That's like shooting a three in front of Michael Jordan. I kissed his ass a little bit, I'm sure. But, you know, when I get nervous, I talk about things that I know. Like, I'm not going to bring up, like, a conflict in like Yemen or whatever. Yemen.
Oh boy. Don't even bring up the place that you don't know about.
Yeah.
Because that you said it, Yemen.
Yeah, there's a round of guns going on over there, God. Or something. I don't know what's going on.
Were you being honest? Did he have a good swing?
It was okay.
What's wrong with that?
No. Honestly, Tiger was impressed with Spade. Like, he really was. No, he doesn't crush the ball, but he seemed extremely relaxed in that situation.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when he hit the ball, Tiger was like, oh, like, you're, like, good at this. Like,
you know what you're doing.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. Which, you know, in front of Tiger, 98% of guys would try to fucking kill
him. Who's your dream person to play golf with?
Larry David.
Really?
Yeah, even though he probably wouldn't even talk to me. He loves golf.
Is he good at it?
I don't know. I don't know what he scores.
There's got to be somewhere that you have heard what he scores. You got to find that information somewhere. Haven't you seen his swing like on curb and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, look, for my birthday, Nick, if you can make that happen, it would be a make-a-wish, and I would die the next day for you. Like, if that would make
that's
it.
My make-a-wish.
Yeah, I know. So
I can
two birds in one round.
Is that your number one? Not Danny McBride.
A great foursome would be Danny McBride, Larry David, and then some hot random cart girl in a bra.
In a bra?
No. Who else would be
in
fun?
In a bra.
No.
I love how guys are just like in a bra. Like, you guys like, don't you like, do you like bras or no bras?
I love lingerie. I just don't think it gets broken out. I guess because it doesn't get broken out that much, that's why I love
What's
it so
your
much.
Favorite kind of lingerie?
Something stringy.
Like black, white,
pink,
lace.
Pink.
Pink. Do you like to see, do you want it to be like, you could, because you know, some lingerie, I was looking at Hustler store last night, and some of it's like, I like the kind that are like just so slutty that are like what's the point of this? Like, it'll just be like a string, 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 and then there's nothing there. And you're just like, what happened to the rest of my bra? All I have is the skeleton of my bra. Like, I like where it's like crotchless or just like super slutty. Do you like more like, you know, up to the waist, like kind of garter belts?
I mean, I honestly haven't experienced that. Like, the women that, you know, usually.
What's your dream? Like, if you're picturing Brenna and like your dream outfit.
Man, a tailor-made golf shirt, holding my golf clubs and going, hey, can we fuck in between hole 8 and 9?
What about, like,
No, I don't know. The stirrup things are kind of fun. The things that, like, butt, like,
what about
around the thighs, you know what I mean?
I've been with guys that really like, oil. Like, oiled up with, like really, yes. like slippery women that are, mm-hmm. like, wet and, like, oiled up. Or what about, like, latex, like, patent leather, you know, where it's, like, slippery, like, more slutty? Or do you, like, I'm a little milkmaid, like, dainty, like, which is the vibe? Because there's totally different vibes of lingerie.
Yeah, those
of, like,
are very
this is my first
people.
Time, and it's my wedding night, and I'm... Never been penetrated by a man, and then there's other ones that are like, I'm a sex slave whore.
Yeah, yeah, I got penetrated on the way over here.
Yeah.
By the Uber driver.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that. I think price.
But isn't that a fun fantasy? Is there ever, because you are very much a guy that's like, I don't want to know about past guys. I want to pretend like you've never had sex with anyone else, like in my mind. So is that even a fantasy for you to even if you know it's not true, for a girl to pretend like she's like a filthy slut that's been like kind of passed around? Is that even a fun fantasy?
I mean, I don't know about the last sentence, but like passed around, I don't know if that really turns me on. But the idea of her being in control and like telling me what to do.
Okay,
and,
so like, this would be more dominatrix.
Maybe, yeah, maybe break out a whip and fucking tell me.
Because there are a lot of guys that like the, you are just a dumb cum dumpster. Kind of like you've just like fucked it, like you have to fuck all these guys and you just have to like take like the a girl that's just like kind of being used. That's a fantasy too.
I love
guys.
An idea of a video game like Mike Tyson Punch Out, and you just fuck like 10 guys to get to me. like and you gotta fuck all different kind of guys and like beat them, and it's called Nikki Glaser fucking Punch Out. Got it.
You got it.
Came up really... with
that. I'm confused.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's something so funny about, like I don't know. I get turned on by both. I want to be dominated,
But not one is not dominated. One is not the girl that's a slut that's been like passed around and like is just there for men's pleasure and like is not really doesn't have, because sometimes that's what I like to role play as, is like this crazy slut that is just a like no one respects, they just use her, and the guy that I'm with is the only one that like actually loves me, and like but he I still have to be like used and like passed around, and he's like, I love you but no one else here does, and like you just have to serve these men. That doesn't ever would that ever
I just love that that's your fantasy. It's just so funny.
It's not my see my fantasy is actually like just being used, but also like respected for being used. Like, wow, like this girl is so much more of a slut than any woman I've ever been with. Like, this girl is like, I don't even deserve someone this slutty. I could only like get this kind of thing if I was in a gangbang situation. And in a way, the girl is using you because you aren't special. You're one of fucking 18 dudes. So yeah, you can act like I'm not the special one, but you're one of 18. I'm one of one. You know, like, I'm the prize that everyone's like, whoa, this fucking girl is, like, pleasing all these people. Like, I find that that's, I mean, I don't want that to happen necessarily, but for the fantasy, I like that idea.
I don't know.
And I don't think it means that I'm like, yeah.
A gang bang. Like, I've witnessed it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to me that's sexual about it. It feels very... Now, granted, it was an old woman in college who was like 75 years old. It's a little different of a vibe.
Faye.
Yeah, Faye.
The story of Faye.
Have I ever told that on here?
I remember this. No, you never told it on this podcast.
Oh my God, this is wild.
I mean, I don't know if we have enough time right now, but it's essentially I saw a gangbang with an old woman, mm-hmm. and her young boyfriend came into town to have sex with a bunch of college kids.
And your buddy met this guy
My buddy met Wayne and Faye on a beach in Biloxi, Mississippi. And he comes back. He goes, hey, I met this couple, Wayne and Faye.
He's in New Orleans. He comes back from Biloxi to New Orleans. How far away is that?
That's probably 4 hours, three and a half hours. And he's like, hey, I met this couple, Wayne and Faye. I go, what are these names? These names haven't been around since the 1800s. They belong in a saloon. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, there's Faye over there drinking whiskey and dying of whatever. Smallpox.
Like, these are like the people that started like the Ryman Theater in Nashville. Like, yeah. It's like they have like a brick out front that's like Wayne and Faye. You know?
Yes. Yes. They're going to come in on horse and carriage on their way to Oregon.
Yeah.
So she comes. So I go, is Faye attractive? He goes, she was wearing a thong.
This is mind-boggling to me that her age, which is 75, spoiler alert, never comes into play when you do not ask what this woman looks like beyond she was wearing a thong. And so to you, thong equals hot. You don't ask any more details about this woman who you might potentially fuck later on.
Here's the thing. I knew I wasn't going to fuck her because I had a girlfriend, but I had an idea that I might. I didn't think this was real. You got to understand.
But like, none of your friends asked, like, what does she look like? I'm sorry. If you were a single man and there was a woman, a stripper coming over, and even if you weren't going to fuck her, you were going to watch her fuck people, wouldn't you ask details about what she looks like before she gets there? Or are men just so dumb?
I think when
that
she
said, just hear thong and they just associate that with a hot girl. A lot of unattractive women wear thongs.
He might have not gotten into detail. I think he said that she had big tits, she was a little bit older, and she was wearing a thong. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been those three things.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was building the Ryman Theater with bare hands. But so I didn't think it was real. You got to understand. Like,
she's a MILF, but the M stands for, like, moldy corpse.
Mature, yeah.
She's got a little MILFy vibe.
Yeah, she's got MILFy
mortuary
vibe.
Corpse.
In landfill.
Yeah.
In landfill. So.
A matriarch in landfill. I'd like to fuck.
I like that. I like that you add a MILF elf.
Oh, MILF elf.
A MILF elf. A MILF elf. So,
oh, my God.
So I don't think it's real, though, Nikki. Like, you understand, like, we're in college. I was a sophomore. A junior in college, like I was 20 years old. So 2 weeks later, we get a letter in the mail. This guy wrote, Wayne and Faye wrote an actual letter, like, dearest Johnny, you know, me and Faye are looking forward to the gangbang. Hope you could round some fellas together. Round again. Make sure they're clean, like have their teeth and showered as such. P.S. Here's some.
Wait, did he really say make sure they have their teeth?
Yes, yeah, swear
so
to God.
So you were like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Is that when you go, well, I was going to cheat on my girlfriend, but now I'm going to act like I have integrity, but it's really because I don't have enough teeth. Did he really say make sure they have their teeth?
I swear on my life.
Well, it wasn't Faye about didn't even STDs. Have her teeth.
Faye didn't even have a mouth.
Oh my God.
At this point, Faye just was a walking two tits floating. Not well. They were saggy. It was fine. So. I don't think it's real. I really don't. And then he goes, P.S., here's what Faye likes to do. And there's literally Polaroids of Faye getting fucked by like 15 dudes to the point where one picture that I like the best is she's standing on the bed holding the fan. Like she's spinning around to get a bunch of dicks in there as fast as possible.
Wait, holding the fan?
Like a fan on the
ceiling fan.
Ceiling fan. Like it looked like she was spinning to get her pussy around to like nine dudes at the same time. Like it was very impressive. And so then there's a guy, I swear to God, naked, looking at his Casio watch. Like, I got to pick up my kids from school. This better hurry up. You know what I mean? Like, I got to come and get going. There was a line out the door.
How many guys?
Honestly, there's probably 12 dudes in there and like four in line and then like eight on the bed. It was wild. So I'm like, okay, this seems a little bit more real. Also, Faye looked old in these photos, and it looked like a Nashville or Kelvin filter. And, like, you know what? Like, the photos looked 30 years old, and Faye looked old in them. You know what I mean? Like, it was old on old, which is, you know, very oldy and moldy. Anyway, so then I go, okay, I still don't believe it's real. Because, like, you got to understand, like, it just didn't. And next thing you know, a week later, Johnny comes back to me. He's like, hey, listen to this voicemail. And it's Wayne. And Wayne's like, hey, man, it's me and Faye. We're about an hour outside New Orleans. Hope you got them fellas together. Make sure they're clean and such. You know, we're going to be there about an hour. Boy, are we excited. See you soon. Like something like that. Like very.
How long after?
This was like a week after the letter came.
Got it.
So it's like 2 o'clock on like a Tuesday. This isn't even like Friday night. Like this is like a, like we're getting out of probability and statistics to see the probability of an old woman getting fucked to death. You know what I mean?
Oh my
and statistically,
God.
It's pretty high, you know? So they knock on the door and Faye is there and she's like, oh, hi, boys. And she's all southern, like, hi, boys. Hello. Like, very nice. Like,
were you guys like, hi, ma'am?
Hi, ma'am.
And were you all giggling so much?
It was so hard not to laugh.
I mean, I'm sure you guys were just such animals and, like, little assholes.
No, we were pretty respectful because, you know, you respect your elders, especially when they're really eld. I elder in my arms. Anyway, so she's like, hi, boss. Thank you so much for your hospitality. Got some sweet tea. In my pockets, you know, shit like that. She comes in, and then Wayne comes up to the door. He's 40, but like a strong 40, like a strong mustache. Looks like Burt Reynolds, but like even a hotter body, like Van Damme, like hot. And then I go, come on in. He's like, thanks for having us. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. They're very nice.
Yeah.
And then there's an old man walking who I literally think he looks like he's walking away from the door. He's walking so slow. And I'm like, all right.
Wait, and so she comes up. Is it a long walkway up to the door?
It was about probably 30 feet.
Okay.
And I go, I just
and
left
you
it.
All, like, this is this before cell phones? You got a call that they were, like, close by, or, like, you just knew a ballpark time when they would come up, and then they just came up?
I think cell phones were out. Cell phones were out at this point, but it wasn't, like, a text, like, group text situation. Like, you had to call each individual. Like,
yeah.
Because it took a while to text with those ABC letters, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so.
T9.
So this guy, I go, I'm going to leave the door open. If he dies out there, he dies. Like, he could come
so
in.
So you just left the door open because you saw another man coming. Did they say who it was? Were you like, hey,
that was
guys.
Frank.
Okay.
They go, hey, don't forget about Frank. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to forget about him because I think he's going to die in our lawn. So then we go inside. Right away, it starts happening. Like, they're in the living room, and we play Back That Ass Up by Juvenile, which is now my walkout music. And Faye starts jazz handing naked, takes her bra off, her nips hit her hips. She takes off her underwear, her panties, and her vagina is the least wrinkly thing on her body. Like, she, like, honestly, it looked like I couldn't even describe. It's like if you unwrap a mummy and.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. But with big tits.
No.
And so.
Were you guys, like, giggling and stuff? Like, I feel sad for this woman, even though she loved this. And this was her
dream. This is her, like, this is what they do every weekend. It's that in NASCAR.
So
I'm watching with my buddy Aaron from the kitchen while three of my buddies are watching this happen. So then they go upstairs. Frank is now
inside. How many kids, guys are over?
Three. So five total.
Okay.
But only three are apparently willing to take the plunge.
Mm-hmm.
We go upstairs. I'll make it quick. So Johnny goes in.
No, you're good.
We walk past Frank.
Don't speed through it. We'll leave it as a cliffhanger if we need to. But keep going until we're out of time.
Okay. So we walk past Frank and we go, hey, Frank, we're going upstairs. And he's like, fuck. Like, he was not happy. Like, he just got inside. Like, and then he's like, stairs. Shit. He's like, do you have one of those people movers that I could sit on the side? So we go upstairs. Johnny goes in. He's having sex with Faye. We're hearing it. And we're like, what the fuck is going on in there? So we want to see. So I kick the door open. And Johnny is just hammering. And you just see Faye's old legs, like, around his body, and you just see the back end of Johnny, like just his butt and his balls. It was a lot. So we're all like kind of laughing a little, and Frank has now made it upstairs. Wayne is like, all right, it's not just John, like everyone get in there. And we're like, we don't want to go in, sir.
And is Wayne going to partake?
So we didn't know if Wayne was partaking. So Wayne is yelling at all of us saying, hey, we drove all the way from Biloxi. Don't pussyfoot around and get your pussy feet in there. You know what I mean?
And what are you doing? Are you trying to hide because Wayne's going to like force you to do it?
I'm getting very nervous.
I would have been so scared that someone would make me do it. Like I would have left if I were you.
I mean, but it was so intriguing. And so we're all sitting on the couch. Frank is sitting in this chair, just looking at all of us and not talking, just like kind of making noises, you know? And we go Wayne goes, come on, get the fuck in there. And we're like, no. And then finally, one of my buddies goes, fine, I'll go in, but I'm just going to get a blowjob. He goes in after Johnny comes out. And then 10 years later, I go, hey, did you just get a blowjob? And he's like, nah, I fucked her. And I was like, I thought so. Anyway, so then Wayne is like, all right, come on. There's three more boys. Get in there. Come on.
This is the sad part.
And then Wayne, no, not yet, sad yet. So then Wayne goes, I'm going in. So Wayne goes in, comes out in a purple thong. And maybe this is the thong my buddy was talking about on the beach, because it was purple and his dick, it looked like a line, like it. I can't even explain how big it was. It was.
Well, last night, did we see it in one of the models?
Because it was
last
night, chubby, Emil, chubby dick wall. It was. it would have had to have another section, special section in the back. Like, it was, and he's just hammering, and he's going, come on, boys, get in the fight. And it's slapping up and down in his purple thong. And he's going, get in there. Come on, fuck. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to do it. Like, no one wants to do it. And he goes in there, and he bangs her, and it's like, the house is going to break. It's an older New Orleans house. Like, I was like, oh, this is how you fuck a woman. So then we go to Frank.
Is she making noise?
Yeah, it sounds like she's in hospice. Like, and then she got laid.
We got to get to the news.
I mean, we're really going to leave. Final thought, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
People just stick through.
Woo, that is a cliffhanger, boy.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
You want to say the things that you say right now?
Yeah, I just can't hear it. Was it playing?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Welcome to the news. Wait, I've never said that.
Kiss the mic. Welcome to the news. Have
welcome
all the
to the news. All the
it's
swells.
Thursday. You know what that means? It's Thursday.
Okay, let's beautiful. Let's get to the news. Welcome. Okay. A hospice nurse.
Whoa.
Explains what happens to most people before they die.
Oh,
they get
no.
fucked by seven college
kids. Oh my
kids.
God. Oh my God. That's not what happened in this story, by the way. I mean, Faye is probably no longer with us.
Oh, yeah. She died of a race car accident. what happens to most people before they die? There's something most people say before they die, and it's usually, I love you, or they call out to their mom or dad to ask for money. Who have usually already died. Like, yes, of course.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I know.
That really makes me so sad that you call for your mom and dad, even when you're, like, old.
I know.
What's a sweet thing, but, like, what a, oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, I know. It makes you probably feel safe at the last second.
Or you say, I love you to, like, whoever is near you.
Yeah.
I just want to kiss a mic.
The symptoms of actively dying phase include change of consciousness.
I heard that you start smelling like juicy fruit.
Oh, really? Ooh. Terminal secretions.
Yeah.
Mottling. I don't know what that word means.
I don't know what that means.
Mm-mm.
Changes in breathing. So a registered.
How do you spell mottling?
It's like Motley Crue.
Thanks.
Kisses.
My kiss.
Get my kiss.
Mottling. Mottling. L-I-N-G.
Yeah.
Mottling. Okay, it is. Mottling is blotchy red purplish marbling of the skin. Oh no. Okay. Andrew, you're about to die.
Oh shit. Mom?
Oh shit.
I hate you.
I love you. Okay. What else? Tell me what other things. Oh, this is so sad.
His last words were, I hate you.
Oh my God. There was such a thing. There was a thing on Reddit about like remember when I was talking about the worst smell people have smelled, and someone said it was like, you know, they want to say death, but a lot of times in hospice care when people are about to die, there's this like, it's a terrible smell because it just reminds you of death, but it smells like really this like sweet, like sour sweet smell that smells exactly like juicy fruit. And someone in the comments was like, dude, I'm chewing juicy fruit right now as I read this. And it's like, oh, that's the smell of an old person's body just like saying goodbye, saying mama. Oh God.
Sweet and sour chicken, it's done.
Oh my God.
A registered nurse is actually on TikTok and she has like 400,000 followers, and she just talks about, she's worked in hospice for five years. And I guess, you know, it probably comforts people to hear that they're not, the body, she talks about how it takes care of itself at the end. Like, it's almost better to not even give the body anything. Like, just let it, like, it knows how to die. I don't know, it's weird. It's weird. But anyway,
what does that mean though? Like give the body anything. Like what?
Medicine? Like morphine.
Yeah. Like morphine and stuff. Oh, also people
knows how to shut down and not feel.
Yeah, people feel like once they go to hospice, hospice people actually kill the patient. Like morphine makes them die quicker. But she said that's not true. Like a lot of people actually go to hospice and live quite longer than they're even.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have so much like love for hospice people that just witness death and like help people hold people's hands through that every
Holy
day.
Holy shit.
And like with COVID, I was reading about, you know, how nurses just have like their compassion for people dying of COVID is like nil. Like they can't because everyone that comes in is unvaccinated and they're just like someone wrote and was like, we used to, you know, it was hard enough when we were like so sad that they were dying and like it was just so out of control, but now the numbers are rising again and the people are like cussing at them, asking for ivermectin and hydrochloride, whatever that thing is, and they're just spitting and being like and like still denying it, and like these people, the nurses are burnt out. But
yeah,
also,
a lot of them are quitting.
Yeah, nurses right now, they say that usually it's like 20% of healthcare workers are considering another job. And right now it's 60% want to leave. The 20% usually consider another job within healthcare, but like want to maybe transfer or ease out. And now it's 60% want out of the industry.
Mm.
So it's went from 20% being like another thing within this, maybe this isn't for me. And now it's 60% went out of the industry. We're about to have a crisis on our hands of not enough healthcare workers and ones that are just like angry and burnout. It's really, it's kind of scary. I was reading this thing in the Atlantic, but yeah. What are some other sides of dying?
That's pretty much it. Losing teeth, getting gray hair just on your chin. Thumbs being small and weird, greasy
terminal
skin.
Secretions. That's the only one
big
he didn't
fat
read.
Nipples.
Terminal secretions.
Oh yeah, that one too.
Where? Out of where?
I guess probably your butt.
Wait, look. Let's see your thumbs. People need to see your thumbs. What's going on?
They're not that bad. They're kind of alien similar. Like,
what happened?
They kind of look like little.
They
ditch.
Look like little gravestones.
Yeah. They do. He lived a great life.
I think your gravestone should be a thumb. Like, what if you got it engraved with a thumbnail and the little lines?
Well, the nail better be bit. Like, on the top, it better be crumbling rock.
Do you ever get nervous about giving, like, thumbs up or hitchhiking? Or, like, if someone were to see your thumbs, like, do you ever, are you ever insecure?
Oh, I'd much rather die on the side of the road than try to get a car to stop.
Do you ever get insecure about your thumbs?
No, I don't even think about my hands. I do get a little insecure because my hands aren't that big. So when I hold hands with a woman who...
You think it might mean that she knows that you have a small penis?
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes I could get lost in like another man's hands when I shake his hand. Like I'm like,
right.
I'm still
you
in
get
his...
get lost.
I'm still like, in his palm.
You're trying to hitchhike out of there, yeah. But you can't.
But I can't because my thumbs aren't good enough. Like I'll shake a man's hand sometimes and not even get to his fingers. And I'll be like... Can we just like fist pound or I'll just blow you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, because this is not working.
Okay, next story.
All right. The script supervisor from the set of Rust is being represented in a lawsuit by Gloria Allred, which
I love her. I have her business card.
Really? No one wants
her. She presented my business, her, when I met her and I was like, I love you. Thank you for all your work. She was like, take my business. You know, she did the thing like holding it like a cigarette. Like, here you go, honey.
If you need anything.
Yeah.
If you ever get shot on set.
And then I had her business card, which is like so cool to have a Gloria Allred's fucking business card. And I had it in this wallet that I had forever. And then I threw the wallet out accidentally in the trash. And then I ran into her. So I met her at the Magic Castle. I was there with Alex Edelman, Lizzie Cooperman. And I was like, oh my. And Alex Edelman was like, Gloria Allred's over there eating dinner. And I was like, I love her. She's so fucking badass. Because she's the one that stands next to every like, you know, Me Too victim and is like just represents victims and like fights for them. She's a sassy broad. And he went up to her and was like, well, you got to say something. She would love it. And I'm like, how do you know that? And then I went up and she just like did the, I'm here with my son, but he are like, she was
hilarious.
There with her nephew and she was like, take my card. So then I lost her card, but then I saw her, I was in LAX and I saw her walking and I was like, I got to get another card. Like it was like, so
you know,
I
there's
went up.
Websites for her.
What do you mean?
You just wanted the card just to
yeah,
have
it's
like a
cool to have yeah, this yeah, card. Like, who yeah, has business cards anymore? Yeah. And it's a really, like, nicely made business card. It was, like, American Psycho. Like, find, like, the great paper that she used with an embossed print and everything. So I went up to her at LAX and I go, I have your card. I lost it. I need it again. It's one of my most treasured. And she goes, here you go. And she didn't get like, just, she always has like in her hand. It's so cool. And I got another one. So anyway, so Gloria Allred is now representing the script supervisor.
Yeah, so
Rust.
The script supervisor is saying that it's not just negligence. It's like, it was beyond that. Like that, I mean, so during the press conference Wednesday, Los Angeles, Gloria Allred said there were warning signs of dangerous conditions on set related to guns just days before October 24th shooting. She said a camera operator reported there were two gun discharges during a rehearsal. In one of the cabin shots, the camera operator allegedly told a production manager in a text, this is super unsafe. The attorney added, so essentially, it was very unsafe before. You're never supposed to be handed a gun by anyone other than the prop master. It was the assistant director. Like, just so many things
but
went
the new
wrong.
Thing,
yeah.
The new thing is the script supervisor is saying that it wasn't even in the scene, like firing the gun was not a part of the scene.
Yeah, there was no reason for him to cock and fire it. Like, even in the scene, he wasn't supposed to cock it.
Oh, my God. Why aren't there more, like, eyewitness accounts from being in there? I want to hear exactly what went down. I remember the days afterwards, I was scouring for any information I could find, and I couldn't really find much. I'm sure there's more out there now, but it's, like, kind of buried in the news. But,
She's suing them for, because she saw, you know, one person die in front of her. And
oh, my God,
person.
It was probably fucking traumatic as fuck,
dude. It had to have been insane. It probably wouldn't even feel like real life.
You see the footage of that barn where it all happened, that little church or whatever, and it's so fucking creepy just to know, like, how traumatic, like, the events that happened inside that building. Like, what, I mean, poor Alec Baldwin, poor, obviously, the cinematographer who fucking died, but, like, everyone, the guy who held her and had blood all over, they... There was some, like, paparazzi shot of the guy that, like, held her when she died, like, going to a hardware store. I'm like, leave this man alone. Like, he was just, like, a camera op that now is being stalked by, but, even, you know, because of people like me who are like, let me see what he does.
Yeah,
he looks,
yeah, you're like,
does he still have blood on him? Because I'm just fucking morbid as fuck.
I'm not getting any firsthand accounts, but don't you dare take a photo of a man.
I always think about, though, like, the last photo you post on Instagram, like, that will be the thing that everyone remembers you by. And she, you know, obviously had posted that video of her, like, riding a horse the day before, like, on her day off on set. So sad.
I know. We had a comedian buddy, Kevin Barnett, who passed away.
And that one photo of him was so...
His last photo was, like, him in, like, a dashiki or something, like, a Mexican, like, pullover thing.
Yeah, because he was down in Mexico.
And he died in Mexico, and he's, like, that was his last... I don't know. It was like, oh, God.
Yeah, it was kind of...
He was unbelievable.
Yeah,
he really was.
I thought about him another day. It's so weird. Holy shit. The other day I was on set. I'm not even joking you. I'm on set and doing this, like, commercial shoot thing. And there's someone from my agency there. And I was like, oh, how long have you been at UTA? And she's like, oh, whatever. And then I go... She goes, before that I was at APA. And I go, I go, you're an APA. I was with APA for a while. I go, do you know Tim Scali? And she was like, he's dead. He's dead. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. She was like, he died. When? And she's like, I think he's dead. Like, it's been a while. And I'm like, what? My agent, who I was, like, friends with, died a while ago? Never got to me for some reason. Never found out after we, like, parted ways as he was my agent. He fired me first, and then I went back to him, and then I think I left him, and then we never, like, talked again. But he was, like, a funny, nice guy, and, like, I really, you know, I remember the last lunch we had together was in 2000, I think, I was hungover. It was the time that I was so hungover at our lunch that I had to leave because I was so sick. And then I threw up in the car on the way back. And I was driving in Los Angeles in April Macy's car that I was borrowing because I was staying at her place in Burbank. And I threw up in her car while I was driving on the same road that we were driving up right before we got to Subway yesterday.
Yeah.
I threw up at a stoplight there to go up over the hill again. And I threw up in a waste because I was so scared to get thrown up in her fucking car. And I threw up in my lap, in the center of my lap.
Oh, my God.
And made a little pool of throw up in my thigh and drove all the way to Burbank to her house without a single splash of throw up getting anywhere in her car, perfectly in my lap. But that was after I was at lunch with Tim Scali. But it was weird to hear, and I go, no way he's dead. Like, yeah. I have a lot of common friends with him.
You're a
like,
betting man. You would think you would have been the one to die before him. Like,
well,
oh, just
no,
based
I mean,
off that day.
He was definitely overweight and, oh, yes. And,
no.
But he was like, you know, when we were, he was my age and he was like 33. And
oh,
I was like in my
so he's like
25.
Young.
He's a young guy. And he died, and she Googled and she goes, yeah, he died in 2018. I'm like, what the fuck? How did I miss that? And it's so weird to hear someone, you know, like to get the news that someone, you know, died and to be like very shocked by it, but it was happened 2 years or 3 years ago. Like, that is a weird feeling to be like, should I be as sad as I would be if it if I found out in the moment or maybe, because he's been gone for a while, like he's been cold still in the ground for 3 years and I'm now getting this news. Like and then I was just kind of like, okay, well, so what's the next look we're doing for the shoot? Like, I was like, that shows to you like how little agents like actually, like how little like humanity you have towards agents.
Yeah. You were like, I definitely fired. He wasn't getting 10% the last 3 years, was he? As a dead man?
Oh, it was really sad. Yeah. Rest in peace, Tim Scali. I don't know how you died or what happened, but you were a nice guy to me some of the time. And a lot of the time, honestly, but it was really sad to hear of his passing 3 years later. Has that ever happened to you where you find out someone died 3 years later?
Yeah, my brother.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back with Anthrax.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's healthlock.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, let's do Fanthrax.
Fanthrax. Fuck yeah.
Let's get into it. Fanthrax. It's our daily, or it's our weekly segment where we get fan letters, voice memos. And I'm excited because last week I feel like we didn't get to too many. But what do we got, Noah?
Okay, our first one comes from, I think, Megan is how you pronounce it.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. This is Megan calling in from, well, at this very moment, Dallas, but I am moving to Raleigh, North Carolina tomorrow morning. Anyways,
I love Raleigh.
I'm calling in because I had a very interesting sex dream with Nikki and Gleb Savchenko.
Okay, tell me more.
And my husband. It was a foursome. It was all anal.
What?
And at the end of our sex, Nikki asked me if I orgasmed, and kid you not, in Andrew's voice, I said, no, I can't really come because I take SSRIs.
What?
Anyway, that was a fun one. Told my husband, and he thought it was hilarious and started singing the podcast tune. And it was a great way to start the morning.
Oh my God,
so
what the fuck?
Thanks so much.
I love it, Megan.
Hope you guys are gonna have a great weekend.
Cute.
And squirt, squirt.
Squirt, squirt.
Jackpot.
Jackpot. Wait, where was Gleb and where was I in the, like, was I having, we were all having anal together?
That's a good question. I don't know. I was picturing Gleb just having sex with her while you practice dancing in the corner. and he called you, what did he call you all?
You dance like robot, or like you dance like
something horse. What was it?
What was it?
A crippling horse.
You dance like
horse with broken leg, essentially.
Yeah, it was really a really insulting thing that I guess I blocked out because it was so upsetting what he said. He said you dance like, yeah, like, so, like, oh my God, what was it? This really upsetting me because I remember.
Like sick horse or something horse. It was something horse.
Oh my God. Anyway, that is, I love that it was in your voice that she answered. Like her voice was then your voice. We are getting in people's minds.
I know.
Subconscious.
I thought she was going to say apparently. And then the left turn was I didn't come because of SSRIs.
I mean, we were talking last night about it in your act, how you say I don't come good and how funny it is. And that's from the fact that you take SSRIs.
Yeah.
SSRIs. SSRIs. That's what you say to girls because.
SSRIs.
Why do you like. So you just get hard and you can never come.
At times. If I come, I come once every 3 days. like Pony Express. But a slower pony. A small, short pony with no legs. Kind of how you dance.
And do you still have to... There you go. There it is.
There it is. That's what Gleb said.
Wait, do you have to, like... Do you just jerk off? Like, it has to be your hand and you have to really tug it hard?
I do, like, a lot of press. A fresh press.
So can you, at this point, get your lady to just, like, do exact... Like, just do you hold her hand and kind of, like, just tug her hand?
It's been better. Like, it's been good. Like, she's like incredible. Like,
of course.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. I definitely
not nothing about her.
No, I know. I orgasm plenty just without me, but I can get the job done usually on my own. You know what I mean? Like, if I, yeah. if it's not happening, I almost,
I'm the same way. I'm look on like antidepressants too. It's like, I gotta,
it looks sad. It's like just me like going, like, oh, it just looks like I'm trying to like squat weight that's like 600 pounds heavier than I should be doing.
Let's get to the next man.
Like, there's nothing sexual about it.
Okay, our next one comes from Leo.
Oh, a guy.
Hey, Nikki. I'm a bestie. Love you, Andrew and Noah. Anyway, I was listening recently and I saw that you sing like Taylor Swift when you sing Blank Space, specifically when she sings Time.
Yes.
Or not Time.
I'm insane.
So now that Red Taylor's version is out and the 10-minute version of All Too Well is out, there's a new part where she goes, "All's well
that ends well, but I'm in a new hell every time.
Time.
You double cross
my mind." Anyway, she's amazing. I loved her before I loved you, but your adoration for her
made
me a bestie. And keep doing what you're doing.
Oh my God.
And please sing your rendition of Time. And I'm insane.
Time.
Please. Thank you. Bye.
Oh my God. I gotta look up what this, because that honestly, I have had her lyrics in my head where they don't complete. Like, it's just been going over in my head over and over. I've had different chunks of lyrics, and that exact lyric has been in my head for so many days now, of like, "All's well that ends well, but I'm in a new hell every time. You double cross my mind. You said if we would have been," there's something like, oh God, the part that I love the most. And hold on, let me just look at
write a new lyrics that she added, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the new lyric, but All Too Well, Want to Die, because there's this part where she goes, oh, hold on. I know that is too many lyrics, like that 10 minutes is too much of a song for most people, but I fucking love it so much, all these new lyrics. And that one in particular, because obviously I know I'm not supposed to go into too much Taylor Swift stuff because you guys don't like it. All of you don't like it, but some of you do. So let me just indulge me a little bit. She goes, "Every time you double cross my mind, you said if we had been closer in age, maybe it would have been fine. That made me want to die." I love her saying "that made me want to die." How many times have you heard a guy or someone say something in a relationship? And like, you know, Taylor can be so poetic and just like really work in like metaphor and just it's like there's ways she speaks that like are more like flowery language, but just something that direct is like, "that made me want to die." That's the way like girls talk, or like kind of immature girls talk, and being one, I just love that it's like she does all this. She can just be so direct, and just that line, it was just like, "it made me want to die." Like, it's just like, it was just so, it's so raw. I fucking love it. And I love that she goes, "That idea you had of me, who was she? An ever needy, ever lovely jewel whose shine reflected you. Now I'm weeping in a party bathroom, some actress asking me what happened," which apparently was Anne Hathaway. She was at a party. Anne Hathaway was working with Jake Gyllenhaal on
Love and Drugs.
Love and Other Drugs. And she had known that he was like fucking with Taylor's heart. And so Anne Hathaway asked Taylor in a bathroom what happened. And I love Taylor's line here too. She goes, "Now I'm weeping in some party bathroom, I'm weeping in a party bathroom, some actress asking me what happened, you. That's what happened, you." Just to be like, you happened. You were, nothing happened, you. It was all you. You who charmed my dad with self-effacing jokes, sipping coffee like you're on a late night show. But when he watched me, But when he watched me watch the front door all night, willing you to come, and he said, it's supposed to be fun turning 21, which is an allusion, which is a callback to a song, The Moment I Knew, which is about the moment she knew that he wasn't the one because he didn't show up at her 21st birthday and all the whole birthday party, she was waiting for him to show up. And
Brenna loves that lyric. I just remember her talking about it the other. She knows, maybe partly because of you, Evermore and Folklore, she knows every single word now.
Yes.
Like, she's in hard on Taylor. Like, I mean, insane. Like, you guys would get along.
I would love to talk to her about it.
But the 21st thing hit her real, like, she's, because it makes you think of where you were at 21. Like, what you're, and,
yes,
you know, she wasn't happy with where she, with her relationship. I don't know. That line right there, though, she, like, mentioned it the other day. Anyhow.
And then she goes, and I was never good at telling jokes, but the punchline goes, I'll get older, but your lovers stay my age. And I know I've already talked about that, but she goes, I'm a soldier who's returning half her weight. Like, you know, like after this relationship, it was just 3 months, but she's like, it just decimated her. And then I just, and then there's this lyric. I'm sorry to go off on a Taylor Swift tangent. I'm so sorry. But there's this new song that of hers that I'm obsessed with. Sometimes I bet you think about me. And I just want to go over the lyric that I'm obsessed with.
Do you think
with.
There's something to, while you're looking?
Yeah.
Do you think there's something to, like, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal gets a lot of hate, but because he made her so sad in just 3 months, there's something that maybe women would be turned on by that because he, like
we all want to get him now because he's obviously so amazing.
Not amazing, but, like, there's something to, like, if you hurt someone so bad, you must have been pretty great at some point. So, like, maybe, like, yeah, you could turn him into exactly what, like, you know what? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like,
I get that. Like, obviously, this sounds like a drug that sounds pretty fucking fun
yeah,
to do.
Yeah.
Even though it's going to devastate my life. I think I could probably do heroin and not have it devastate my life.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's interesting.
Oh, there's this thing where she's like, I bet you think about me. Yes, I bet you think about. She's like, I bet you think about me when you're out at your cool indie music concerts every single week. I bet you think about me in your house with your organic shoes and your million-dollar couch. And then this is how she ends the song. I bet you think about me when you say, oh my God, she's insane. She wrote a song about me. I bet you think about me, which I love because she wrote a song about the song she wrote about. So she's referencing All Too Well. She's not referencing the song she's singing. She's referencing, like, I know you probably are like, she's so crazy. She wrote All Too Well about me. But deep down, I know that even though you think I'm crazy and you're going to complain to your friends about me, because in the beginning, the song starts 3 a.m. and I'm still awake. I'll bet you're just fine, fast asleep in your city. That's better than mine. And the girl in your bed has a fine pedigree. And I'll bet your friends tell her she's better than me. It's like,
is that John Mayer? Is that Jake Gyllenhaal? Though?
That's because, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Because the music reference.
Well, I tried to fit in with your upper crust circles. Yeah, they let me sit back when. They let me sit in back when we were in love. Oh, they sit around talking about the meaning of life in the book that just saved them that I hadn't heard of. And then she just. That song is so fucking good. She just put out a music video for it. I haven't watched it yet. We got to get to Final Thought. Okay, let's get to the last.
Why do I Anthrax. Feel like that's John Mayer?
Anthrax. It's not
sure?
John Mayer. No, that's Jake Gyllenhaal. She's still talking about.
Hmm.
Maybe it's a mixture of both, but it's not.
Because the music thing and then like.
No, Jake Gyllenhaal. It's like she also wrote. I remember when we broke up the first time saying this, she wrote that and she goes, with your indie, you would go hide away and find your peace of mind with your indie records that are so much cooler than mine.
Oh.
That was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
He listened to indie music.
Got you.
It's not, and she's not saying his indie records that are such cooler than the music she listens to. She's saying the music that I make. Like, fuck this guy for like thinking the music he doesn't even make, the music he listens to is cooler than the music that you make. Fuck you. I'm angry. Okay, let's get to the next Fanthrax.
Okay, here's one from Candace.
All right, what do you?
This middle schooler is getting angry over here.
Oh my God, I just want to do all. I could go off all day.
I just see you carving stuff into your desk while your teacher doesn't watch. Fuck Jake.
No, just fuck Ebony. Yeah, sorry, Candace. Keep
sorry.
Going.
Okay, here's.
I apologize,
Candace.
Sorry, Candace.
Hey, Noah, Andrew, and Nikki. I thought I would mix it up. Keep y'all on your toes. I just wanted to ask the other besties if they've ever just randomly been, like, citing the pod, I guess, or things that we talk about. Because I'm high off my own supply right now. About? I just did some cardio, so maybe my endorphins are going.
Yes.
But I was just sitting here cooking dinner, and I'm just like, this is your Reddit dump.
Yes!
And then I was like, what am I even singing? Like, it made me think about, like, when Nikki was singing to herself and accidentally recorded it.
Yes.
Towards the beginning of the podcast. But, yeah, I just wanted to share that and see if any of the other besties are weird like me.
Oh, my God.
I love you guys. And please keep doing what you're doing because it puts a smile on my face.
Oh, thank
Bye.
You.
A sweetie, sweet.
I mean, what a cool
person. Oh, did you hear her little microwave go off?
Yeah.
I love her oatmeal. And cutie. Yeah, Candace. I mean, I feel like I think there are other besties that have that happen. It's the best gift to me that you guys feel. Yep. And she even said the things that we talk about. You know that she said that?
Yes.
That's the best. That's you kissing the mic. Like, just act, like, because
my
guess
favorite,
what?
Yeah,
the mic might not be Luigi's head. You actually might not be here with us, but it's the same. It's one in the same.
We just kissed you on the head, Candace.
Mm.
Kisses, Candace.
Love you, Candace.
Kisses, Candace. Dude, when someone, like, at the meet and greet, they just whisper in my ear, ham drip.
I mean, it just,
I don't know what it does. It, like, brings, it's like a silent thing, like a fraternity or sorority only knows, you know what I mean? Like a handshake. Like,
I know.
It's just like, hey, we know we got this little language. We our own little language going on.
It means so much to us. We love you guys so much. And I want to just say we have two podcasts that will be out next week. We're only doing two episodes next week. I want to warn you guys just so you just don't – you gear up for that because I know when I like a show, I want it like when I want it. And so just preparing you for that. It's just a busy week for me and we're just getting ahead of that. So a part of me wants to just do all Fanthrax for one of those episodes because we got a lot to get through because we obviously didn't get through it today because I went off on a Taylor tangent. But thank you so much for all your calls and keep them coming and we hope to get to them all. And so, yeah, next week there will only be two episodes. Don't know which days those will be out. You stay tuned. Andrew, can you finish your story?
Oh, yeah. So Wayne goes in there. He pounds it out. He comes out. He goes, who's next? Who's next? Final thought. He goes, who's next? Who's next? Come on. Come on. We're like, dude, we're not going in, especially after you just had sex with their raw dog. And
Are you hiding at this point?
I want to hide, but I just... It's
but you,
too,
is
it's
he
like
looking
a,
at you going, you,
yeah,
go in? And
yeah.
Are you just
well,
like,
he's not that mean. He's not like... I'm kind of giving him an extra meanness, but it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but just kind of like...
Come on, guys. Come on.
Come on. Tongue-in-cheeker. You know? And we go to Frank. We're like, who are you? And Frank goes, oh, I'm Faye's husband. And this
so
is what...
So Frank, the old man, was Faye's husband?
Yes.
And Wayne was just the guy facilitating?
Yes.
Where did they all meet? Do you know the... Someone out there's
probably
gotta know
bingo.
Wayne Faye. So if you've ever heard a story like this, please.
If you know Faye in Biloxi, if she's still alive or in hospice, tell her I love her, Mom. So we have this other friend. I don't want to say his name, but we have we all think he's a virgin, and we're like, hey man, why don't you lose your virginity?
Is he a virgin?
Yeah, at the time, yeah, we all were almost certain of it.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, why don't you go in there and, you know, maybe this could be your first time. It could be a special thing. You could tell your grandkids, like it could be, or you could tell Faye's grandkids right now. They're in the other room.
Daring.
Daring. And so.
Do you know that I say daring every time you
of
say
course.
Daring? Okay.
It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite things.
Okay.
Thanks. So he goes, I'm going to go in there, but I'm only going to get a blowjob like our other friend. He goes in there, and he comes out like 20 seconds later, and he's sweating profusely, and he's all red. And we're like, you know, what the hell happened? And he's like, Faye, she sat on my dick without a condom. I'm going to get AIDS. Oh, I'm going to get AIDS. And it got real quiet. I go, I forget about AIDS. I'd worry more about polio. And it crushed so hard. Even Frank laughed.
Frank really heard it?
Yeah, this was in front of all of them. This was my first stand-up set.
Oh, my God, dude. You said that, and Frank heard
yes.
you. Did Frank really laugh?
Frank just smiled. Frank was having a good time. He's like, this is what Faye loves to do.
Yeah.
I love her. Like,
you
it was
were asking him about it.
Yeah, it was a weird kind of love that, like, you, in college, you never obviously, like, think of. Like, you know, you talk about how, like, you don't mind someone else, that your lover, like, or your partner
hooking up with other people. I mean, here's this guy living it. Like, he's literally doing.
Yeah, but he is not. He doesn't want it. He's just doing it because she likes it. I like that. Frank's almost like a cuck. Whereas but not even a cuck, because cucks get off on the fact that they're like,
Frank can't perform anymore. That's what he said.
Oh,
he says, I can't perform anymore. And this is what she likes to do. And I'm here for her. And, you know, I just get a couple Budweiser.
And Wayne is the one that he is just more able bodied than Frank, so he can facilitate it. I wonder how Wayne got into the picture. I want more information. If anyone knows about Wayne, Faye, or Frank, please contact us. Make it urgent. DM us. Get it to us. Because I want more info for the story, because there's got to be, if this is what she loves to do, there's many men who have encountered Faye.
Yes.
And many men who have this story to tell that are probably never going to admit it or talk about it ever again. But like, we want to hear.
Beautiful. Please let
us know. You've probably never told anyone, but if you've even heard inklings of this story, please let us know. We should do a whole podcast series about this, getting to the bottom of it.
Yeah, this could be like Cereal.
Yeah.
Is that on there?
It should be oatmeal. For Faye.
Old meal.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We hope you have a great weekend, and we'll be back on Monday. We'll be back on Monday, right, Noah?
On Monday, yeah.
Monday. We'll have a fresh pod on Monday. And two episodes next week, but you'll have one Monday. Have all the swells. Don't be ca. And
Jackson 5.
Ah!
I might have said that one already, but who knows?
Well, Jackson 4.
Kisses.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.